and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Back at it live here, living the good live show. What a week, man. Lots going on. We'll get into it. We're going to talk about, though, a great conversation, a great subject matter. We talk about getting out on the road. No better way to do it if you're on that hog. And we're talking about an Indian motorcycle. The experts out there in Orange County, California, Indian Motorcycle of Orange County on the line. One of their spokespeople, Danny White, hanging out with us right now. How you doing?
I'm quite well. Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you on the air. Just to, you know, get an update. First of all, the dealership, it's been around for a while and really dominating the entire region there. It's pretty cool stuff. A lot of great things happening.
Well, it's all in thanks to our great staff here, my friend. We have a lot of experts that are well-trained in the Indian brand and passionate about the industry.
You know, and that's something that, you know, we had Don Marion on not long ago, and we talked about the history of Indian Motorcycle and, of course, you know, your location there in Orange County. But, you know, it really kind of stands alone, you know, the brand itself. And there's other, let's say, brands out there that really, in my opinion, don't come close. And I don't know if it's the heritage, the history behind it, the origin of Indian Motorcycle, but really, it's something really unique and special.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, my friend. There's many other brands on the market as the motorcycle industry is booming now more than ever, but Indian has this X factor that no one can really touch.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's interesting. First of all, you look at, and I'm no expert, let's just be honest. When we talk golf, I'll definitely hold my own. But when it comes to motorcycles, I mean, first of all, the look and design of the product is superior, in my opinion, than anything else out there. And it goes back a long time, and it seems like every year the brand continues to one-up itself because it's just, you know, very iconic, I think, the way the motorcycles are designed. But if you could kind of, you know, I know this is radio, but give everyone a great explanation of the style and design that, you know, you get from an Indian motorcycle.
I'd be more than happy, my friend. I mean, Indian originally is more of a heritage-style motorcycle, very classic Americana icon. And it's been incredible to watch over the past, I would say, probably 5 to 10 years, the community not only grow, but the bikes evolving. You know, we have such a wider demographic nowadays, whereas that heritage style appealed to a very specific demographic. We now have such a variety that we're appealing not only to, you know, the classic heritage crowd that grew up riding motorcycles in the 70s and 80s and all the way to the newer generation of riders that just got their M1 and are looking to ride a beautiful and modern looking motorcycle. We have all the options.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, even from the standard, you've got the cruiser, which is my favorite on the eye. I mean, it's just absolutely stellar, but there's so many. I mean, baggers, and you've got the touring bikes, the Elite. How does one, I mean, obviously to walk into the dealership and to talk to someone like yourself is probably ideal, whether, you know, it's someone new getting into it or it's someone who's been riding bikes their whole life. There's a bike I feel like designed for each individual.
I couldn't agree with you more, my friend. You know, again, going back on that comment about heritage styling, you know, it only appealed to such a demographic, whereas nowadays with the sleek and sexy modern design that Indian has come out with, you know, there's a lot of younger riders, both male and female, I'm very happy to announce, that are really joining the Indian tribe. You know, and whether you want to cruise all the way to Sturgis, visit the four corners of the country, you want to be a canyon rider and pop wheelies, we have the FTR for you. There's quite a few different options. Or if you even just wanted to, you know, cruise along Pacific Coast Highway and just look good and feel amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it really comes down to. And certainly you're in particular in an area that is really gorgeous. I mean, Orange County, Newport Beach, Dana Point, and of course up the coast, PCH, and into that particular area. There's no better area to really just cruise on your bike. But that's what we're talking about here. I mean, it's really become a pastime. It's not just, you know, about getting from point A to point B, but this is you know, one of those, I think, it's not even a hobby. This is a lifestyle that people have come to enjoy and be part of their lives, whether it's on the weekend, whatever it might be, to come together with their family or friends, go for a ride. But it's really more than just getting from point A to point B. This is part of your daily routine, you know, your weekly routine now.
Absolutely. And I have to say, one of the best parts about the motorcycle industry and the community that it builds is to watch how much of a family industry this is. You know, you'll have people that either were born and raised with their father, mother, or, you know, uncle or aunt having a bike in the garage for them to drool over as kids and dream about owning their own.
Yeah.
All the way to, I just had a client that came in, was looking into our Indian Chief, and his girlfriend actually wants to get riding as well. So the plan is he picks up a Chief, she gets to ride his Scout and get her familiarity with riding so they can go on trips together. And I just think that's one of the best parts of this industry is the time spent together.
Let me ask you a question. It's probably, I mean, I don't know. My father always said a question is never stupid if you're looking for the answer. But if you're a beginner or you're someone who's really intrigued and you want to get into riding bikes, riding motorcycles, how does one do that?
Well, you're actually asking the right person, my friend. I was actually one of those people that did not have a family that rode motorcycles. I sought out this industry for myself. You know, I was, of course, being born and raised in Southern California, you have gorgeous motorcycles and cars everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, at 18, I just kind of had the epiphany that, listen, I love your mom and dad. I know you're not a huge fan of motorcycles, but this is my passion. This is my lifestyle, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And I was really passionate about chasing it. It's a lot more straightforward and simple than people make it out to be. Quite honestly, go out, take your motorcycle course. They're super inviting, incredibly friendly. And for a guy like me that had literally no motorcycle experience, I walked out of that course a licensed rider ready to hit the streets. So it's pretty straightforward. If you just go on, if you're a California resident, look up the California Highway Patrol Motorcycle Safety Course. And show up with a great attitude, some closed-toe boots, no flip-flops allowed, and some good jeans, and they'll make you a rider. You come on into the Indian dealership, and we'll have a conversation about what first bike to get you riding on.
By the way, the cross streets, I know you're in Westminster, California, which is Orange County, but what are the cross streets there?
Oh, we're at, I want to say, Garden Grove Avenue, if I'm not mistaken, is one of my cross streets.
Okay. You know, I got to ask you one more question before I let you go here. You know, what? Give me your take, your personal explanation of what it feels like to get on a motorcycle, to get on an Indian motorcycle, and just get out there and go for a ride. What kind of feeling do you get?
Well, let's put it to you this way, my friend. I walked into work this morning and my coworker Davey looks at me and goes, hey, we need to ride these bikes around, get their momentum flowing here. So I started my day with the biggest smile on my face just from riding around the parking lot. I didn't even leave the dealership, technically.
Yeah.
The feeling that it provides is it's unmatched. I've driven fast cars. I've been in quite a few different styles and shapes of vehicles, but there is absolutely nothing like a motorcycle, but specifically an Indian motorcycle.
Yeah.
The feel that it gives you, the comfort and aesthetic is, like I said earlier, unmatched. It's a feeling that, you know, you can't really wipe the smile off your face for the rest of the day. And all you'll think about is, when do I get to turn my bike on and click into first and go?
No doubt about it. Loving it. IndianMotorcycleOrangeCounty.com. Check it out, of course, right there in Westminster, California. You can also give them a call, 714-908-4551. Reach out and ask for Danny. I'm sure he can help you out. But appreciate the insight and just the great knowledge that you have provided us this morning. Gotta love it, man.
Well, the pleasure was all mine. I just want to thank you for having me on and look forward to many more conversations in the future, my friend.
There you go. Appreciate it. More to come live right here on Living the Good Life. Stay tuned, everyone.